This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The National Elections Commission says there will be no extension to the Kennedy nomination deadline of July 11. The chairman of the Kennedy Nomination Committee, Nathan Gabi, said early submission of documents will allow aspirants to correct any wrong or deficiency that may be discovered. He made the statement at the Kennedy Nomination Center at the Samuel Kyan Dole Sports Complex in Painesville. Mr. Gabi therefore calls on aspirants who picked up nomination forms to return them in time for verification before the deadline.
Assuming that you waited until the last day, maybe by 3 o'clock you submitted your documentation, and before coming in, there are others whose documents were before you. So before your document reached the scrutiny committee, maybe it's 5 o'clock. And by the time they assess it, you realize that there is a deficiency that is of grave nature. You will not be given an extension. Obviously, the committee will pass on you. If it required to reject you, you will be rejected. And if it required that you be accepted, you will be accepted. But there is no extension in nomination as far as the process is concerned.
Mr. Gabi says so far, 19 political parties and 70 independent aspirants have picked up nomination forms. He said his committee will publish the provisional candidate listing on July 24. He also reiterated that NEC will uphold the constitutional provisions concerning elections, including the 10-year residency clause.
It is clear on the issue of the 10-year residency as to how we proceed, because it's by law, in fact, it's a constitutional issue. And so no one can dodge it. It's part of our questionnaire to determine whether you have been here 10 years. As to the issue of the code of conduct, we are waiting for the policy from the National Elections Commission as to how we proceed to look at the issue of the code of conduct. The Board of Commissioners is aware they have to give some policy interpretation to the whole issue of the code of conduct, and they will do so as we proceed to verify and scrutinize all of the documents submitted before this committee.
The chairman of the Kennedy Nomination Committee, Nathan Gabi. Stakeholders at the two-day maternal and newborn health conference in Grand Bassa County Wednesday pledged to collectively intensify their efforts to address the major causes of maternal and newborn morbidity and mortality, as well as improve the health and well-being of the Grand Bassa people. According to a release, the conference participants were unanimous in their declaration that there should be no home delivery. The over 150 participants' recommitment was contained in a 16-count resolution adopted at the end of the conference held in Buchanan, Grand Bassa County. In their resolution, the participants reminded all stakeholders, especially the county administration, county health team, CHT, and community leaders, to ensure full implementation of the resolutions. The Jackson F. Doe Memorial Regional Referral Hospital in Tapita, Nima County, has benefited from a donation of an oxygen-generating machine. The machine was procured by GeoPigo, an affiliate of the Johns Hopkins University. The oxygen-generating machine, which has been installed, was purchased under the Supporting Safe Quality Services, a $2.5 million program that has been funded by the Korean International Cooperation Agency, or KOCA. The program has a lifespan of 1 year and is intended to provide medical equipment and logistics to the Jackson F. Doe Hospital in Tapita and a Redemption Hospital in Monrovia. A biomedical technician at the Ministry of Health, Peterson Greaves, said, "With the availability of the machine, the hospital will now be able to produce its own oxygen instead of relying on other hospitals for supply." The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A UN-backed report says South Sudan is no longer classified as being in famine following an increase in aid. However, the report warns that the situation remains desperate as the number of people at risk of starvation has increased in the last month. The famine, announced in February, was the first to be declared anywhere in the world since 2011. Armed conflict, low harvest, and soaring food prices have been blamed for the situation. Tens of thousands of people have died and millions displaced since fighting erupted in the country more than 3 years ago. And breast implants make it trickier to run tests that can help spot a possible heart attack, a cardiologist has said. Dr. Sok Sethiogunbon from Monaco did a small trial with 48 women and found electrocardiogram ECG tests, which measure the electrical activity of the heart, were often unreliable because the breast implants got in the way. Dr. Bond is presenting his findings at a conference in Austria, Having a pre-implant ECG for doctors to refer to will help, he said. We do not want to frighten patients, but it may be wise to have an ECG before a breast implant operation, Dr. Bond said. The ECG can be kept on file and used for comparison if the patient ever needs another ECG. That's the Unmet Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmel, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babson Harris. Good morning.